Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The story today is a continuation of the parable of the prodigal son. Yesterday, we ended up with the father seeing the son in the distance. This is one of those core stories that Jesus told to help us understand the word grace. Listen as I tell the rest of the story. Moon is still far in the distance. His father saw him. He ran to him. He greeted him, embraced him, kissed him. And his son started to say, "Father, I've sinned against you and I've sinned against God. And I am not worthy to be called your son." But his father ignored him. He called the servant and said, "Get a ring for my son's finger. Find the best robe in the house and put it on him, and bring sandals, and get the fatted calf. Kill it. We're celebrating. My son who was dead is now alive. My son who was lost now has been found." They headed back to the house and celebrated. Well, the older son was out in the field working all day. He came back and found that there was music and dancing going on in the house. And he asked one of the servants, "What is happening?" "Oh, your brother has returned. And your father's killed the fatted calf because he's been brought back to the family safely." Well, this made him angry, and he refused to go in. When his father heard about it, he came out and he asked the son, "Please come join us. Come celebrate." "No, father. I have been with you all these years and I've done everything you've asked. And here, my brother goes out and squanders all your money on prostitutes. And you give him the fatted calf? All these years, you've not even offered a goat for me and my friends to celebrate. My son, everything I have is yours. We must kill the fatted calf and celebrate because your brother, who was dead, is now alive. Who is lost has been found." I find this story touches most people right in the heart. Many of us can identify with being one son or the other. Which son can you identify with? The one that was a good son that stayed home, or the rebellious son? Ponder his story. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.